a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, the friendliest ballpark in America. We're not only friendly to our fans, we're also friendly to our four-legged friends. Every Sunday is Bark in the Park, where we invite you to bring your dog to the game for free. And Wednesday's a We Care Wednesday, where we'll be raising funds for local charities. This year, we're spotlighting animal shelters and humane societies. You know, Dave and Darren have also been referred to as man's best friends. You know, that's not really true. No one's ever said that. Why would they? Dave and Darren have no dog-like redeeming qualities, and frankly speaking, they can be quite catty. Meow. Listen to today's podcast. You'll find out for yourself. Enjoy.
Hello there.
Boy, do I take it on the teeth from the listeners on the hello there and the Bob and Tom accusations. Boy, do they let me have it.
Why?
Oh, they're saying, hey, relax.
Never happened?
No, it happened, but I'll read some of the texts we got. And I'm not sure that they're wrong.
They're just trying to say that you don't own Marty Allen?
We've been mentioning Marty Allen for a decade. For a decade you've been doing, oh, this guy's a real Marty Allen. I'm right or wrong? Yeah. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're probably right.
Darren.
Okay.
Hello there.
Yes, I've referenced Marty Allen.
It's your bit.
No, I get it.
So you'll excuse me if I defend what is ours.
Uh-huh.
what I think is ours. The listeners make some good points. We'll get to that. But first, let me welcome everybody to episode number 728 of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
You can't. What was the line? You can't play keep away with a human being. No, that wasn't it.
Well, you can't play chicken with someone that wants to run you over. You can't play keep away with a human being was in the district.
That was a friend of ours that everyone was trying to get rid of.
Yes.
Because he was repeatedly wetting his pants.
He was in the district.
And he was slightly overserved.
He was humping a station vehicle while urinating
while
in his pants.
Yeah. Or was it you can't play keep away? Can't play keep away with a human being?
That's what it was. Because everyone kept passing him
trying
off to
pass
other
him. It's like, now you watch him.
No, he needs to just go home.
Well, yes.
But that didn't happen. Welcome to the Top 5 Things, and...
hello there!
Yes, hello there to all of you for listening. Thank you so much.
The boy's doing it now.
What do you mean? He's doing hello there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, he's allowed.
Doesn't have it completely down.
He's not on a network with 500 stations doing our bit. He's allowed to do hello there. He's a fan.
Uh-huh.
He listens probably a little bit more than he ought to the podcast, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
Not a patron, though.
Has he picked up anything other than hello there? A few grown-up things that he might not need to know about?
On this show?
Not really? No?
No, there was one thing.
He hasn't asked a question?
No, he did, but he didn't ask me the question.
Hmm.
Jenny's got a story about this, but I don't remember the details.
Okay.
And it was like, or you know what it was? I think she was upstairs and he was downstairs in another part of the studios. Playing his PlayStation there, and mm-hmm. we were doing our podcast, and then Jenny came and got him because we were talking about something that maybe you don't have a 9-year-old in the room. Although he wasn't in the room, but still.
Yeah. He was in the house.
Yes. I think that's...
I feel safe.
I think that's safe. I think that's safe to say.
Well, it was during the winter. It would have been irresponsible to had him outside of the house.
See, you get
now
it.
Go sit outside and freeze for 45 minutes to an hour while we do this adult podcast. That's not... What kind of parenting is that?
That's the worst parenting.
It's the worst.
I'll tell you what that is. It's the worst parenting. Let me take a look here at the Uncle Norm's text line. Here's one from the 563. Hey, Dave, you haven't mentioned Solo much. So far, the reviews I've seen are positive. Not a groundbreaking film, but still a solid movie.
I didn't think that was out yet.
Are you not excited for it? I've been concerned about it since they fired the directors, but it appears Ron Howard may have pulled it off. It comes out next weekend.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, I'm going to be on the road next weekend, so I won't see it. It'll be in theaters for a couple days before I go and see it. I'm excited. Of course I'm excited. You know I like the Star Wars, but...
A Star Wars story.
Thank you for correcting me. I think that it could be worth watching. Obviously, I'll go see it. I've seen couple of bad Star Wars movies. I've seen a couple of great Star Wars movies. I just have lower expectations for this thing. And maybe that's...
You just haven't seen a great Star Wars movie in some 35 years, is all. Great.
Here's one from the 563. It says, fellas, I was announcing a mug bog on Saturday, and I accidentally did the hello there when the first truck pulled up out of habit. It was from your podcast, not the terrible Bob and Tom show. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for that. I like that you guys are allowed to use it. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Someone on our Facebook page wrote something, and it's pretty well thought out. A criticism of, and I don't think I was that tough on Bob and Tom for doing it. I didn't come right out and say they stole our bit, did I?
I sure thought you did.
I'm sure I thought that, but I don't know that I came right out and said that.
You said they stole our bit.
Did I? Did I say that? It's like word for word. Richard writes,
and then shortly thereafter, you called a blocked number.
Lighten up, Dave. Richard writes, The Bob and Tom gang latched onto the Marty Allen "Hello Dare" thing as soon as his obit was out. Why don't we just say that comedic opportunity as well as genius can exist in parallel universes?
Us and Marty Allen.
There's only one comedic genius in this scenario, and that's Mr. Marty Allen.
Hello there!
Damn right. Well, I guess, yeah, it's time to move on. You know, I think the world... officially, I think the world of Bob and Tom, I think they're marvelous.
Yeah, officially.
Top five things.
The Dave and Darren... I don't. The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast is... I gotta get my stuff together.
Really? What are you doing?
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, where tonight at 7 o'clock the Orpheum Theater is going to be announcing their Throwback Thursday free summer movie series and offer a free showing of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. That's fun. And then Choral Dynamics, the classic rewind. The greatest hits of the 70s and 80s, that's going to be happening on June 1st, June 2nd, and June 3rd, June 7th. It's a kids-friendly double feature, The Bee Movie and The Monarch Butterfly Story on the 16th. The Dancer Studio presents Alice in Wonderland. And if you're a country music fan, don't miss out. Coming to the Orpheum in July, actually on Tuesday, July 17th, it's country music icon John Conley. And those tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater is available for private events. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Davenport store is going to be located again this year at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. That's opening on June 13th, and their Milan store, located just south of Milan on Route 67, opens on June 1st. They have the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. And as it always does, the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio. They're located on 53rd Street in Davenport and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. If you're having a get-together, let Capriotti's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a sports party, a graduation. Those are pretty popular right now. An office meeting or corporate event, Capriotti's is sure to be a hit. Give them a call at 563-359-8500. If you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Top five things.
Number
one.
You know, this is a great buy.
What is? What did you get there? Some sort of Arnold Palmer?
It's refreshing.
What is it, Arizona iced tea?
And touch the can. Touch it.
Oh, it's got like dimples?
No.
What?
Just how cold it is.
Well, did you keep it in a refrigerator?
Well, no, it was in a refrigerator.
That's aluminum.
I didn't keep it in a
refrigerator. That's aluminum. That's not special to Arnold Palmer. He didn't crack the code on keeping cans warm, did he? That I'm aware of.
Number
one. Number one, this guy is like some sort of Robin Hood, but for booze. And he's a hero, and he needs to be recognized.
Wasn't the original Robin Hood? Probably.
It was all about booze, you think?
Probably.
American Airlines booted a man from a flight for being a disruptive passenger. His disruption? The first class flyer was sneaking drinks to two of his buddies that were sitting back in economy.
Well, there you go.
Now, that's just what a good friend does.
Exactly.
Another passenger on the plane
complained?
Well, she writes about it. She says, this is after the man boarded the weekend flight from Philadelphia to Atlanta, he ordered two PDBs. You know what a PDB is?
PDB.
Pre-departure beverage.
Mm.
I'm going to use that forever now.
I'm going to give myself... pre-departure.
Yes, a P...
Wouldn't...
PDB, a pre-departure beverage.
How is
beverage.
That different than a post-departure beverage?
Well, you've landed, haven't you?
Oh, I guess... No, post-departure.
Pre-departure is before you leave.
Right, post-departure is while you're in the air.
Yes, sure. Well, this guy's ordering some pre-departure beverages, or as they call them,
well,
PDBs.
If you're sitting in first class, they give them to you right away.
He ordered them, saying that one was for a woman in a nearby seat there in first class.
Uh-huh.
He then tried to walk the drinks back to economy, but a flight attendant stopped him and didn't buy his argument that he was going to the bathroom to finish his drinks.
I'm going to go finish these in the bathroom.
I love everything about this guy.
Yes, he's got an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to saying, where do you think you're going? Nowhere.
I'm double-fisting in the bathroom.
Nowhere. I'm going to double-fist in the bathroom.
These drinks are for me. I'm going to the bathroom, and I'm going to
I'm going to go join the double-fist club.
Right. He's a first-class passenger, mind you, and nothing but first-class about this
guy. I'm going to go join the triple-fist club. Oh, please give me a minute.
At that point, he texts his friends. He goes, guys, coming up to first class and say that you got to use the bathroom.
It's great up here.
They got stopped at the threshold. The first class passenger again spoke with the flight attendant. To no avail, the airline manager soon appeared and asked the passenger to leave the plane. His buddies, by the way, stayed on the flight. They got to stay, but the guy who was trying to sneak booze back to his buddies, they say he was causing a disruption during the boarding process. And they say they offered to rebook him on a later flight. He declined, and they provided him a full refund.
Now, I've never flown first class. But if I had, or if I did, I don't want any of this riffraff up there.
No.
I don't want it. I can't have it. I've flown business once, which was nice.
What's the difference between business and first class?
I don't think there is any difference.
You get the business to pay for it.
I just, if I'm going to be in first class,
yeah,
which I never am.
Yeah.
I don't need you common people.
No,
I don't need you common people up here.
You're absolutely right to say that. I've flown first class a couple of times. I've never paid to fly first class. It's always been some sort of weird upgrade.
Got bumped.
When
I flew business or first class or whatever you want to call it, I was bumped.
Because when you look at what they charge for first class,
it's ridiculous.
I mean, it's not even like, oh, okay, I could do this. It's like it's much more expensive.
You have to own like Standard Oil.
The whole thing's got to be a tax write off because it doesn't make sense for regular people to pay that kind of money to get on a plane.
No,
right?
You might as well buy a plane.
You could get there for $250, or you get there for $1,200, and the $1,200 person gets to sit 10 feet in front of you and have a little bit more leg room, and maybe a drink. Although I've never had a problem getting drinks wherever I sit on a plane.
They make you pay for drinks, though, in coach. Whereas, well, you're paying for those drinks.
Yeah, I got news for you. Anyway, this Robin Hood guy that tried to steal from the booze rich to give to his buddies in the back seat. You're a hero,
sir.
How
long a flight is Philadelphia to Atlanta?
45 minutes.
If that?
I don't know.
Two.
I think the most disappointing part of that story is... I would hope that my buddies would be like, we're all getting off the plane then if you're going to do this to our buddy. And we're going to get some drinks at the airport bar.
Dummy, we didn't ask for this.
You know what? Guys, I need you to come up here and say you're using
the bathroom. I've got to be in Philadelphia.
I've got a plane to catch. Who goofed? I've got to know.
Here. Is that Don?
Are you?
Howard Cosell thinks everyone who's speaking to anybody, it's Don on the other end of the phone. Is that Don? No. I talk to other people other than Don.
This is an outrage. It's not a television spectacular. Is that Don?
Is that Don? No, there's other people that
I'm
call us.
I'm supposed to be looking at some photographs. This is... This is Keith Jackson, Howard Cosell, Don Meredith, and Howard is quite drunk on the microphone.
This is rolling in less than five and three.
The intro to Monday Night Football. NFL, Monday Night Football, executive producer Rune Arledge. Oh my God, remember this? Chet Forte, producing and directing.
How many other runes do you know?
Not many. Not many.
Daniel Boone had a kid named Rune.
Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A critical ball game in the Eastern Division of the National Football Conference. The New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. NFL Monday Night Football is brought to you by Ford Motor Company. Ford's better idea, we listen better. And by Marlboro Filter Cigarettes. Come to where the flavor is.
Oh, God.
To Marlboro Country.
How long ago was this? Mm. They're doing Marlboro ads on TV? This is fantastic.
Well, didn't they ban them in like the...
71, I think.
Something like that. Like on...
A bitter cold night.
New Year's Eve or New Year's Day of 71.
Philadelphia, the standings in the NFC Eastern Division speak for themselves. The now redoubtable Cardinals, who have not had a touchdown scored against them in four games, leading the streaking New York Giants by one full game. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce...
Sounds fine to me.
Yeah, that's supposed to be him drunk.
No, it sounds fine to me.
Yeah. Cosell's drinking was a problem on air, according to people that worked with him.
Don't remember the Cardinals ever being that good.
No, I was going to say that's something else I don't remember. I'm doing... Is that Don on the phone? Get Don on the phone.
It's not always Don. Jesus, how many times have we got to tell you? There are other human beings in the world that call this place.
Where, is that Don?
Excuse me, one of the mics seems to be very noisy, and rather than record the show with all the noise, I'd like to try and get him to switch that mic.
Well, I don't care what he does, but I am in a desperate time situation, so is Mr. Axtell. I'm going to have to stop the show in order to do the network show. Go back to this show and then do the local show and then get to 66th Street to do television.
I'm trying to get him. I understand.
He's recording a radio network show. This is in the 70s.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to get him going as quickly as I can.
Well, let's change the microphone.
Well, I'm trying to get him to do that.
I mean, this is ridiculous. It's a radio show.
It's not.
It ain't a 1 hour television
spectacular.
Spectacular. I'll give you spectacular.
This is Howard Cosell for American Contemporary Radio.
Thank you. No, that mic does sound.
Eubank was wrong in doing it, or just in the way he did it?
He's certainly wrong in the way he did it. Yeah. And my talks with Davis.
I'm furious.
Yes, this is Pete Axtell, Newsweek magazine.
Howard Cosell here for the 66th time.
Howard Cosell for the 66th time. All right. Is it all right now?
Nope.
Mike. Hello again, everyone. Howard Cosell speaking of sports. Hello again, everyone. Howard Cosell speaking of sports.
He's got places to be.
Too much. We've lost. I know what I'm going to do now. I got to get over to TV. I got to do a network show at 5:15. I got to do a local radio show. I'm going nuts with these shows anyway. I really am. It's a time when even the greatest professional breaks down.
Is that Don on the phone? Wait a minute. Don on the phone isn't Cosell.
Oh, that's
Casey Kasem.
All right, we're looking in the wrong place.
That's why we're not going to hear about Don being on
that's
the phone.
That's where we're looking in the wrong damn place.
It's Casey
Our
Kasem.
Our apologies. We'll get to it next time.
It's Don on the phone.
We would have been here all night long.
I keep looking for something that doesn't exist. Number two, are you still vaping?
Yes.
You still do that?
Yes.
Be careful, because somebody's dead as a result of a vape blowing up. This happened in...
Florida.
Now, I heard about this. And you know what my take is on this?
What's that?
This guy was messing around with that vape, that e-cigarette.
Talamadge.
Doing stuff to it. Probably trying to light it, probably.
found dead in a burning bedroom at his home in St. Petersburg, Florida, as a result of an exploding vape pen.
Are you still vaping?
I've never vaped.
You never vaped?
No.
Why not?
I got better things to do.
Better things to do. You can do. You can vape while you're doing other things.
Yeah, I have no desire to do that.
We'll see if you don't.
I'm telling you, I don't.
We'll see if you don't.
Well, I see what you're saying. maybe then I would.
Yeah.
So the exploding vape pen went off. He was found with two parts of the electronic cigarette lodged in his cranium. It was like a gunshot went off in his mouth.
Huh.
Died of a projectile wound to his head. Also suffered burns to 80% of his body. So it must have blown up in his mouth.
Gone off like a gun.
Taken the back of his head off, and then when it was on fire, just cooked him a lot. Well, he would have been dead by then, I guess.
Yeah, he's dead then.
There were 200 explosions between 2000 and 2016 of these vape pens.
Well, I'll keep my eyes on it.
This is the first ever e-cigarette death in the United States. Others have lost teeth and suffered burns after similar explosions.
Is that for me, that sign?
No, that's for the family.
Why?
You know, they can't see it. We're on a podcast.
It says stay off the steps.
Yeah, I had to replace. We've got some steps back there that were loose, so I applied some industrial adhesive.
You
to
think
the steps.
They're okay now?
Yeah, no, I did that yesterday.
Okay,
that
so sign, they're
that sign can come down if it bothers you. Is it going to haunt you the whole show?
I was just wondering why. Don't just stay off my steps. Okay?
I just have a sign on the back door that says "Stay off the steps" because I don't want. Stay I didn't want steps. Anyone monkeying around and messing with my business.
Number three.
Here's another weird death: woman killed by seven dachshunds.
Little smaller dogs,
little
huh?
Wiener dogs. They weigh no more than 40 pounds each. They come up just to your knees, but altogether, a pack of seven dachshunds proved a deadly force in Oklahoma. 52-year-old Tracy Garcia mauled and killed by her neighbor's dogs.
Mauled or nibbled? Nibbled to death, maybe.
Well, here's the thing about dachshunds. They are kind of little bastard dogs, aren't they?
I don't know.
They're always like...
Could be.
I think they're bred to be kind of hunting killer dogs. I mean, they look like wiener dogs, and you kind of feel sorry for them, but their temperament's pretty badass, right?
Okay. Could be.
Well, you're the one that hangs out with dogs more than I am. Am I wrong about this?
Not that dog.
Not somebody that would
That's
would
not
eat?
My dog. Look at how cute that dog is. Think that dog's going to kill you?
Look at its eyes. That dog is thinking about murder. There's no question about it. Only one thing on that little wiener dog's mind, and that's murder. Don't kid yourself. That wiener dog would eat my face just as soon as look at me. Yeah, so they were the neighbor's dogs.
Mm.
That seems even worse. This isn't a case of somebody... Now, you shouldn't have seven wiener dogs,
so
right?
Do you, like, send a basket the next day? Kind of like, you
know,
sorry. Sorry about my dogs killing...
I don't know.
Killing your family member.
Four of the dogs were males. Three of them were females. They ranged in age from a year to 3 years old.
How did they bring her down?
That's... Okay, well... The older one is thought to be a dachshund border collie mix.
Mm.
How does that even work? Oh, it says here that you could tell they were living outside. A bad deal all the way around. But as to how this Garcia end up getting eaten by her neighbor's seven wiener dogs, the investigation, Darren...
No one can say.
...is ongoing. I'm going to go to social media for some answers.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Remember this, if you're looking to cool off this summer, your favorite hot lattes can be served iced. All of those can be served iced as well. And enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea that can be taken home. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can do so anytime 24/7, not just while the podcast is going on. Anytime you've got a question or a comment, you can use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, with the two locations coming to our area very, very soon on June 13th. They're going to be in Davenport at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds on June 1st, their Milan store opening. The Milan store is open year-round. By appointment, call 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. All of Uncle Norm's Fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub and only pay for the price of a small one.
I like what you did there.
Thank you.
Oh, the
four.
Four.
Kind of thought the sign would be gone.
If it really is bothering you, I'll
no,
be happy,
it's fine.
Be happy
it's
to
fine.
Take it down. Well, they've had computers crack the code for pop song success. How do you have a successful pop song? They put all of the most successful pop songs into a computer, and then the computer did a little algorithm action. They analyzed the attributes of more than
a little flow chart.
Half a million songs that have been released in a period of the last 30 years. Computer algorithm was able to listen to, again, half a million songs, and it was able to sort all of these successful songs from the also-rans with an accuracy of up to 86%. So they put a half a million songs into this computer, and they said, which of these songs were hits?
A
computer has no memory of any of listening to these songs on the radio. The computer was able to listen to the music and go, this is a hit, this is a hit, this is not.
After
is
we
not,
told them what to do.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Team of mathematicians from UC Irvine described how they built this thing. They built this thing together. Now it's a successful song for these purposes.
What if you
it's
had
a
degree?
Song that is in the top 100 singles charts? Is that fair? If we're looking at half, if we're looking at 500,000 songs released over 30 years, if you made the top 100 singles between January 85 and July 2015, they consider that a success. They took a look at it, and there are 12 different properties, whether the song was sung by a man or a woman, whether it's happy or sad, whether it's acoustic or electronic. These are some of the things that the computer was looking at.
Yeah.
And they say successful songs are happier, brighter, more party-like, more danceable, less sad, and it doesn't hurt to be sung by a female.
And it's got a good beat.
Yeah. You get
it's
all that
something you can dance to.
Well, there you go.
Thank you, Dick Clark.
Dick Clark said it best when he said nothing at all. Computer's able to figure this stuff out.
Five. Number five.
Would you question someone if they had a degree from the University of California, Robert Irvine?
Is that where that's from?
It's like, when, what, is that a school?
Finally, an Army soldier has been allowed to grow a beard. You know, they frown on that. You're not allowed to grow beards in the Army.
In our Army?
Yeah, the United States Army. That's right. Allowed to grow a beard for the Norse religion, a heathen tradition.
Oh.
You know, like Thor and Odin and Loki.
That's a heathen tradition?
Yeah, it's a pagan faith. If you're a Sikh soldier, you're allowed to have your hair grow out naturally.
If you're Sikh?
Sikh.
Oh, Sikh.
It's pronounced,
yeah, Sikh.
It's pronounced Sikh.
Yeah.
We used to say Sikh, but then now they say, no, we're Sikh.
No, Sikh, okay.
Yeah. So Sikh soldiers who are bound by their religion to let their hair grow naturally, they're going to benefit from the Army's new relaxed rules on facial hair. However, the regulations cover all religions, and this guy says, well, I worship Odin, the old Norse ways. And, you know, our observers, we're heathens. We grow beards. Now, it's not a strict requirement of the faith, but the Army Times is reporting that a soldier at Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri was granted permission to grow a beard in accordance with his heathenry.
Doesn't an army with a bunch of beards look pretty badass?
Well, they grow beards when they're in, like, it seems to me like I've seen a bunch of them with beards over in Afghanistan. But that's because they're trying to, you know, is that just because they're out in the elements for so long? Or they're trying to fit in with the Taliban?
Trying to blend in?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like
undercover?
I don't know how that
undercover
works.
Undercover of the night?
I don't know how that works.
Didn't they grow beards? Weren't they growing beards in Vietnam?
No.
They weren't?
No. What are you talking about?
don't know. Looked like they had some sort of facial hair in a lot of the Vietnam movies I saw.
No, no. That's the movies. You can't have a beard in the Army. No. Those were your top five things.
The top five things. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that. How about the Italian sausage, premium sausage, chopped and grilled with melted provolone cheese. Add marinara sauce, fried onions, or sweet peppers. Absolutely delicious. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriottis.com. Capriotti's gift cards are the perfect gift. Everybody loves Capriotti's, and don't forget their delicious soups including turkey, chili, tomato, bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, chicken tortilla, and more. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. What do you got in there?
I got to get the green beans started.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've got to get dinner ready here. Got to get some protein in a boy before soccer practice, you see.
Mm-hmm. A lot of protein in green beans?
The Italian chicken I'm grilling has got the protein. Oh. The green beans provide extra nutrients for, mm-hmm. for the young man. Uh-huh.
Chimney.
Not when you cook them out.
What are you saying?
You should feed them to them raw.
Well, we want to say thank you to Hutch Danny. Hutch Danny, a patron at the $6 a month level.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Watch!
Hutch Danny.
I wonder what Sammy Davis would have to say about that.
You're just only marvelous. Thank you so much. All right, moving on with the show. I don't know if you saw this, but...
Sammy and Jerry.
Yes.
We have a new pledge total. Let's hear the timpani.
Hit.
Yeah.
Turn it. Yeah.
Oh, we also want to say thank you to Go Blue 3210. Pledging at the $3 a month level at nachoradio.com. Go Blue 3210 is going to be allowed to listen to every single show we've ever done, all 728 of them, plus access to the exclusive patron-only shows,
yes,
and the Dave and Darren Classics.
Yeah, the idea that you get to listen to everything we've ever done, I think that makes it worthwhile. Look how young they got Arnold Palmer on this can.
Yeah, he looks like he's in his late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah.
Arnold, that must be something else to invent something.
To invent something that you didn't really invent.
Well, I mean, yeah, you just put
you just mixed a couple things together.
Right. But that's
you didn't invent tea. Right. You didn't invent lemonade.
Right. But like when he died, that was the first thing a lot of people thought of.
Well, that's probably where most of his fortune is.
I wouldn't be surprised. Nothing bums me out like when I get an idea that I think is my $1 million idea.
And then I run
to Google and there it is.
It's already there.
It happened this afternoon. I was so excited about an idea that came to me, and then I ran to the internet, and somebody beat me to it. All right, moving on with the top five things.
Wait a minute, just a second. Jerry always wants to get $1 more than he got last year, okay?
Yeah.
$1 more, all right?
Yeah.
On this roll, you have surpassed last year.
Wow! Wow!
Quit torturing Sammy Davis Jr. just because you think that you can hide the torture during a timpani?
Jay Gherkin is a patron.
Jay, way to go, Jay.
Jay is pledged at the $10 a month level.
My goodness, Jay.
Jay, you're
Thank
some sort
you,
of grand
Jay.
Poobah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're flying first class, aren't you?
Yeah, the $10 level is what will get you the sound effect of Sammy Davis having a hot poker applied to his sensitive areas. Wah! I can't even replicate it.
It's not fair.
No.
They're branding him with like the Jerry Lewis logo. It's the Love-a-thon logo. And McMahon's got he's a hot branding iron.
Yeah, and Jerry's like just putting a leather strap in, trying to get a leather strap in Sammy's mouth, but it's not
he
working.
He won't have it.
It's not working.
He won't have it. I'm screaming. God almighty. Leave him alone.
Poor guy.
No kidding.
This story happened on Valentine's Day, but it's just now getting the traction.
Uh-huh.
This happened in Shanghai, in a Shanghai cinema.
Uh-huh.
Some Valentine's Day pranksters booked an odd number of cinema seats,
mm-hmm.
so that they would force romantic people, people that were in couples, to uh-huh. sit apart from each other.
Yeah. Were they booking every other seat?
Yes. A group of embittered singles worked together to buy up tickets for a 7:30 screening of something called Beijing Love Story, which is a sappy big-budget romance over there in Shanghai.
I wonder if Mike Schultz has reviewed that one.
The seating chart was posted online. You know, you can pick your seats there just like you can there. So they bought up every other seat in the cinema.
But then you got to show up.
Someone wrote, "Want to go see a movie on Valentine's Day? Sorry, you'll have to sit separately. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Give us singles a chance."
Yeah, but you have to have people. Otherwise, you would just show up and it's like, I'm going to sit there anyway if no one's there. You still need the people to sit there.
Yeah, but I'm sticking it to these people that have...
I don't think you are.
You know, that's the thing, though. Think about it. Because of their one-child program, there's way more boys than there are girls in that country.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of super bitter dudes. And it's, you know, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. That's my prediction. Somebody went and did the hard math. They wondered, hey, you know what? You know Alphabet... SpaghettiOs? Those aren't SpaghettiOs. SpaghettiOs are just O's. What is it where it's like alphabet spaghetti? What's that called? Alphabet soup? Alphabet spaghetti? Somebody wanted to know, in these cans of Heinz Alphabetti, I guess it's called. It's spaghetti in the shape of alphabets. Somebody wanted to know, they asked the question, and I always wonder this when I would eat alphabet soup.
Does it have every letter in it?
Is every letter represented?
Probably not.
The answer is yes.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
This guy did a forensic investigation to find out.
Well,
took a bunch
him.
Of different cans of alphabetti.
What about Alphabits?
Now, Alphabits is a cereal.
Yes, I bet. Now, that's a big enough box, you should be able to get every letter in there.
Do they even make Alphabits anymore? I swear I've never seen
When's the last time you had alphabet soup?
I don't know that. Maybe I was a kid, but I do remember vividly.
It's still quite tasty,
and like giving up.
You were trying to get it.
Once I got to about H, I'm like, "What am I doing here?
What am I doing with my life?
This is ridiculous.
I got to get back to my. I got to get back to brushing my hair and singing the Debbie Boone records. You light up my life. Mm-hmm. It was a smash.
Finally, Darren, we got this story from Florida.
Florida.
Tampa man vandalized cars that reminded him of college bullies. He splashed corrosive chemicals on two luxury cars.
Could be their car.
Causing more than $3,000 in damage. Why'd you do it? Well, Scott Stone, who was arrested on Wednesday and faces two counts of criminal mischief, said he didn't know who owned the cars. He poured either brake cleaner or rust removal onto the passenger side of a 2017 Porsche, causing the paint to peel, and did about $2,000 worth of damage.
Rich kid's car.
Mm-hmm.
A
week later, he spilled a chemical onto a 2015 Mercedes. Did $1,200 worth of damage there. Surveillance video saw him do it, and they were able to pick him up.
Yeah, we saw you.
And yeah, he said the cars reminded him of vehicles that were driven by people who bullied him in college. First of all, bullying goes on in college?
Shouldn't really allow it.
Well, you're an adult by then.
Well, you might. Yeah.
Somebody's giving you nonsense. You put an end to it.
Yeah.
So these cars didn't. These weren't the people that bullied me in college, but the cars reminded me of them. So take that.
Although I would imagine that if you you were to write Sausage Fest or whatever, what is it that you guys wrote on the field?
The Rock Bowl in the snow, we wrote Hide the Sausage.
That's a form of bullying, I guess.
Well, deal with it.
look what they've done to my song. Look what they've done to the Rock Bowl.
Until we get
look what they've done. I looked out. I couldn't believe what I saw. It said Hide the Sausage.
Crowning achievement of my college career. That's going to have to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
We are back early next week. I think we're looking at Tuesday.
Yeah, that's the talk. We'll be back on Tuesday. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, Coops.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bye.